Beloved family, the Lord has spoken clearly about the sequence of events leading up to the rapture. He began, "You've been hit with a truckload of condemnation. That is why you are feeling this way. We'll have to strengthen your helmet. But you have gotten the message from the songs. Please keep it tenderly in your heart. This is real, Claire. It is not your imagination. What about the rapture, Lord? Please, I am begging you not to give me over to a lying spirit. You have been with me now for how long? Since the messages began? 2014? 11 years? And you still don't trust your inner knowing when I speak to you for the channel? Lord, I trust you, but I'm not so sure about myself, mainly because of the bottomless pit of pride. You have been overlooked, cut into pieces for your charism, hacked to pieces for your allegiance to the church. All because I chose it to be that way for you, to help you with this pride that oftentimes plagues my prophets. Keenly aware of your lowliness in the Christian community, I have ordered all things to keep you humble. Even this is part of my plan to humble you. Yes, yes, I know you are tired. So you hope for an early rapture. You are attached to the outcome, so you are afraid to ask, lest your own mind tells you what you want to hear. But I promise you, I will not let you down. There is still a place for you. You are still relevant and living within my will. So why do you doubt me? I am coming for you. Much sooner than you think. Now let's get on with the message. There is much deception in the Christian community, which is quite deliberate. Not only are my prophets being swayed by public opinion, but the media is doing a masterful job at misleading people. I have asked you to stop watching the current day prophets. Now what does your gut tell you? Well, if I am basing it on your messages to me, which I continue to trust, there is soon to be a war, and when that happens, you are taking us immediately afterwards. Jesus replied, "Very good. Stick with that narrative and do not be led by any other. How much clearer can I make it?" Jesus, I miss you so. Oh, God, I love you. But how could you ever love me and trust me with such great riches for your body? That's easy. Many discoveries will be made after you are gone. I needed it to be that way to protect your innocence. And you are innocent. You have not fallen for any of the Christian idols you've been offered. You are right, Lord. Even now I am thinking of Benny Hinn and his remark that he is coming here to see us. More vainglory. It is his loss. Oh, my beloved bride, do you see how vulnerable you are? I feel rather hopelessly attached to human praise, to tell the truth. Yes, my love, you see yourself quite clearly. What about the dream Ezekiel had? It will come about in my timing, Jesus said. And what about that letter to the president? What about it, Lord? I want to write it. I will dictate it to you. Last night, Ezekiel had a dream about alligators surrounding us. We were all grouped together in a circle. The beasts were closing in. All of a sudden, the Lord came down from heaven and snatched us all up and away to safety. I want to repeat what the Lord told me about the rapture in sequence with other world events. Since it seemed that the Muslim temple may be destroyed and the Jewish temple reconstructed. 1. World War III in Europe. 2. Civil War in America. 3. World War III in America. 4. Within days, the rapture. Extracting Christians from world chaos. 5. And what are the qualifications? Deep repentance. And they live for God, not themselves. 6. Repentance. When? Now in this time frame, 9/26/25, the Lord is calling for penance to pay all our debts so we don't have to stop over in purgatory to be cleansed before heaven. My dear heart dwellers, I am deeply grateful for your continuing support. Thank you 1,000-fold. As happens when schools open, we sometimes come up short on funds for firewood for the poor living in cars and buses out on the Mesa, as well as the Taos Pueblo Reservation, where we buy new shoes and coats for the winter. At this point, anything would help. Firewood has gone up since gas prices also went up, and we need to supply many on the Mesa as we have in the past. Please earmark your donations for boots and coats or firewood. Otherwise, we will put the donation to the most pressing cause. God bless you, dear ones, and thank you for your loving support and prayers.